I'm going to start with a question. Does God appoint every leader? Does God involve himself in the day-to-day affairs of man? Can he be hands-off in the choices for governing that mankind makes, but still make the choices of leaders for you? It's not a question of, could he set up every person in a position? But the question is, does he? He made us free moral agents and has let mankind try every form of government they could come up with. If he placed all the leaders, has it been free will? Or does he let us choose the style of government we want, but then he chooses the leaders as he did with Saul and David? If you'll turn to Romans 13, and we'll read verses 1 through 3. Romans 13, 1 through 3. Therefore, whoever resists authority resists the ordinance of God, and those who resist will bring judgment on themselves. For rulers are not a terror for good works, but to evil. For you want to be unafraid of the authority. Do what is good, and you will have praise from the same. For he is God's minister to you for good, but if you do evil, be afraid. For he does not bear the sword in vain. For he is God's minister and avenger to execute wrath on him who practices evil. You'll skip down to verses 6 and 7. For because of this, you also pay taxes, for they are God's ministers attending continually to this thing. Render therefore to all their due, taxes to whom taxes are due, customs to whom customs, fear to whom fear, honor to whom honor. Does this verse mean God appoints every authority over us? Every mayor, every sheriff, every congressman, every senator, every president, and every leader in the position of authority in every country in the world? Or is this talking about the offices of authority themselves? You don't need to turn there, but Deuteronomy 16, verse 18. You shall appoint judges and officers in all your gates, which the Lord your God gives you, according to your tribes, and they shall judge the people with just judgment. Moses was speaking to all the people, not just the Levites or tribe leaders. Today we have a complicated system that seeks to keep order in the land. We are subject to the speeding laws, the laws about not causing harm to a person or that person's property, mostly based on God's commandments. When the rule of law breaks down the country, it's no longer free. So we must be subject to the law and to those who enforce it in order to remain free. Our taxes, just as they were in the New Testament time, is used to pay for these enforcers. But what about Daniel 2? If you'll turn to Daniel 2, and we'll read verse 21. Daniel 2, 21. And he changes the times and the seasons. He removes kings and raises up kings. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to those who have understanding. God has a hand in removing and raising up kings. But does he say he does this with every king? Did God set up Stalin, Hitler, Pol Pot, or the coming beast power? It is not because he was hands off. He has allowed them to come to power. God does not take pleasure in suffering of mankind, but he allows us to learn the lessons from it. And he has moved nations against Israel in times past for correction, and he will do it again. I'm going to read a couple of verses that say he does not choose every ruler. You'll have to turn to these. 1 Samuel 8, verse 18. And you will cry out in that day because of your king, whom you have chosen for yourselves, and the Lord will not hear you in that day. And Hosea 8, 4. They have set up kings, but not by me. They have made princes, and I knew it not. So what is the answer? The answer is yes and no. God, I sound like a politician. God has mostly been hands-off in affairs of men, except when things are moving too rapidly in the direction that Satan would have it go. And then you can see the hand of God slowing things up again. He did this with the Tower of Babel when he confused the languages, and with the flood when all mankind but Noah had their hearts set on wickedness. And he would set up righteous judges in Israel when the people would cry out from the bondage because of sin, by sin. And moral agents with the ability to be discerning and make decisions when we seek God's will. Those decisions can help us live better lives. We seem to be entering a prophesied time when God will allow Satan to rule the human leaders. Satan will use his influence to move these leaders against the people because of the wickedness of the world and the need for a reset of morality. The world will have to go through a time of correction. Hard times in our nation and world have caused a temporary return to being moral. But when things get easy again, we tend to forget and return to our old ways. Even as recent as 9/11, there was a mass return to people attending church and questioning where our nation was headed morally. It was short-lived. God always sends warnings ahead of destruction and captivity. We have not long heeded the warning. Every republic in the past has reached a place where they failed due to losing sight of what they stood for in the beginning. In Deuteronomy, God told Israel what happens when you forget God and do not keep his commandments. If you'll turn to Deuteronomy 28, carefully all his commandments and all the statutes which I command you today, that all these curses will come upon you and overtake you. Cursed shall you be in the city, and cursed shall you be in the country. Cursed shall you be your basket and your kneading bowl. Cursed shall be the fruit of your body and the produce of your land, the increase of your cattle and the offspring of your flocks. Cursed shall you be when you come in, and cursed shall you be when you go out. If you'll skip down to verse 37, and you shall become an astonishment, a proverb, and a byword by all nations, where the Lord will drive you. And now in verse 43, the alien who is among you shall rise higher and higher above you, and you shall come down lower and lower. He shall lend to you, but you shall not lend to him, and he shall be the head, and you shall be the tail. Moreover, all these curses shall come upon you and pursue and overtake you, until you are destroyed, because you did not obey the voice of the Lord to keep his commandments and his statutes, which he commanded you. Our nation has become one of the largest lender nations to now being the world's largest debtor nation. We have forgotten our God and the moral law that was a hallmark of our nation. And he is removing his protection. Our nations used to recognize us as being a nation blessed by God. Now they shake their heads in disbelief at how amoral we have become. There's good news at the end, though. Once the world has been brought low and on the brink of utter destruction, for the elect's sake, days will be shortened. The time is coming once again when God will intervene in the affairs of man and their governments. He will set up a perfect government, and he will say who is in on all the positions of governance. God's been mostly hands-off in affairs of men. He has allowed us to choose every form of governance we could come up with. Without him involved, all would utterly come to a point of not being able to work out their deadly and solvable flaws. Soon, most likely in our lifetime, a government will be set up by God that will not have built-in fault or fatal problems, and the world will be ruled in righteousness. Our King of Kings and Lord of Lords qualified to be sinless, qualified by his sinless life and ultimate sacrifice to rule over the world and remove Satan from his position of power. He now has us in training to be future leaders. Through repentance and baptism and the indwelling of his Holy Spirit, we are in training to know how to carry out righteous government. We have to remain yielded and not resist the Holy Spirit in us in order to develop the character of God. At this time of year in particular, we are told to examine ourselves to see if we are on the right track. We need to be keeping our focus on this coming world ruling government that will not be relying on human reasoning and seek peace. No government set up by men lasts, even when they begin with the best of intentions. Ours has become so corrupt that without the hand of God slowing things down, it doesn't matter who is in office. Under Christ's rulership, hearts and minds will be healed and finally learn the way of lasting peace. As we learned last week, shalom is much more than just the absence of war. If you turn to Isaiah 2 and verse 4, Isaiah 2 and verse 4, he shall judge between the nations and rebuke many people. They shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore. And skip down to 17, the loftiness of men shall be bowed down, and the haughtiness of man shall be brought low. The Lord alone will be exalted in that day.